Blog Talk Radio.
I do these broadcasts, guys, because I get burning desires to, you know, share information. And this particular information I was going to do weeks ago, but this particular video actually got removed from YouTube due to censorship, guys. You know that the thing about what's going on now as we are in this shift, that they are censoring us. They are doing everything in their power to hold on to their control, right? So when we're able to, you know, get information in the way that we are, in the way that we do, you know, we have to retain it and, you know, retain it and kind of get this information out to you in, you know, many different roundabouts. So this is my way of getting this information out to you, even though it may get removed from YouTube, you'll still have it here at Ear. All right? So this is Phil Valentine. Brother Rich interviewed Phil Valentine, and on the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, the original video was, oh, my God, it was so much wisdom that you needed to know. Oh, those that, you know, it was for in that moment got it. So here is a revised version of an interview that of the original interview that they did, guys. It's on the COVID and vaccination. But the thing about it is we look at this thing as a negative a lot of times, even myself, okay? But really, what is the 360 of vaccinations and what truly really is going on? We like to adopt different perspectives here at Ear. So here it is, all right? Please join us for my regular broadcast, which is Spiritual Soul Sunday with Haru, which is going to be airing at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central here at the same station. And join us every weekend, same time, Motivational Classroom Saturday, Spiritual Soul Sunday. Check out our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. And that is it, guys. So here we go. All right, guys. If you need to contact me, please utilize everything in the show notes. And, yeah, I look forward to hearing from you. All right. Thanks.
All right. Peace to everybody in YouTube land. Hold on. Let me just make sure. All right. We live. Yeah. Peace to everybody in YouTube land. Y'all see who I'm here with. Y'all see who I'm here with. Yeah, I'm gonna tell y'all. I wanna let the people fill in the room. But I'm gonna tell y'all it's interesting. The last two times me and Doc went live, the last time, that's when they took down a channel for 7 days and they said that he gave medical misinformation. And the time before that is when YouTube crashed on us. In the middle of his presentation, and people didn't get to finish seeing his presentation. So I don't know what might happen this time. We're going to go light on y'all because obviously there's certain things we can't say or show. So that's why the brother does things like has webinars, and the link is in the description, by the way. But let's just see what happened this time. You know what I'm saying, family? Yeah, the family's filling in the chat.
Yeah.
It's going to be a short show, but it's going to be a good one. Before we get into the show and let Doc do what he does, let me just quickly give a shout out to... Where's my brother's flyer at? My brother King Simon. I got to give a shout out to my brother King Simon. All right, family. This brother's one of the best when it comes to numerology. If you are interested in getting a consultation with the brother, not a consultation, I'm sorry, what is he called? Yeah, numerovation consultation with the brother. Text the brother. He leaves his number on the screen. Text him your full name and date of birth, and he will get back to you. But, I'm going to let everybody in. We already got about 500 people. I'm going to give you all about 2-3 more minutes. In the meantime, we're going to get into a track off the Manifest Destiny album with me, Cambada, Loaded Lux. Share this video. Tell everybody the doc is back. Dr. Valentine is back on YouTube. Share it to everybody you know. Spread this. Let them know you're about to go in right now. But in the meantime, family, I want to get into a beautiful track because... if you're in tune with the proper information, things can be beautiful for you. And that's what we have this brother for. And we'll be right back after this, family. This is Cam Botter, Loaded Lux, Side Rock, produced by me. This is beautiful, family.
I'm feeling beautiful, beautiful, I wake up in my room and I pray. When I go to the hoop and I play, then I go to the booth and I aim. When I saw a
rain cloud in the sky. I woke up and blew it away. I make it blue and it's gray. Nothing is new as today. I say what I do and I do what I say. I've been trying to make lucrative pay. Do the usual, unusual way. Then I throw a mushroom and I lay. Now I'm trying to have a beautiful night. I see more than what you view in your sight. Make it blinded because the future is bright. I get flyer than a flew in the flight.
You skyline and never flew your kite. We aligned with a steward is height. That's pretty high. The beat the vibe dive deep in it like a Buddha's device. I feel like God. Looking through the eye of the holy, but hold up. Yeah, flipping through the scribe pages, I go over. Like, do you try? It's a beauty. When I go to work, no one on this shit. Gotta let me do my duty. You don't mind, that's a ruby. Dig it. I be dropping jibby cutie plotting on my future you. But my girl, I got is beautiful. Booty around like a hula hoop, and I'ma work the box like a cubicle.
I'm feeling beautiful, 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 beauty, beautiful, 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 beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, that's why we want to talk to you and see, you know, get some information that is being hidden from us. Like I said last time, there's a lot going on with this whole vaccine agenda. And you showed some things. I think it was more so the slides that you showed. And some people say, name it this, name it that. Y'all got to understand, things get reported. It's not just the name or this or that. People report certain things to YouTube, and YouTube goes ahead and does whatever they do. But what I want to ask you, I guess to start out with, Doc, since we're talking about vaccines, and that's the reason why they said you gave out medical misinformation. Some people say that vaccines is originally our science. So a person who's an anti-vaxxer or Phil Valentine is against vaccines, that's our shit right there, Dr. Valentine. So we shouldn't just throw all the signs of vaccines out the window because that came from us. Talk to me about that, Doc.
Well, you got to look at this way. Everything that was taken from us has been mutated.
Okay.
It's been perverted. What we did was what we call variole, which is inoculation. Mm-hmm. What we did and what our scientists did in India and what they did in Africa was that they pricked just the skin. They pricked under the skin, you see. And the skin is outlet from the lungs. and the lungs is outlet from the large intestine. So when we pricked and put the cow pus or whatever it is we wanted the body to react to, we didn't put it directly into the bloodstream like these fools do.
Mm.
No, we pricked the skin just below the skin, and just like they have what is called a TPPD or time test to see if you have a specific kind of disease. Well, we did that, and then the reaction would then tell us which herbs to give. But say, for instance, when vaccinations came to Europe, and this guy named Jensen began to, matter of fact, Jensen is the one that they follow his particular protocol for introducing poisons into the bloodstream, and he ended up killing his own son, experimenting on him.
Mm.
So what happened is that there was no such thing as antibodies before the vaccination paradigm came into being. Because once you give a vaccination, what you're doing is that you are actually bypassing the two natural defenses that the body and the Most High Creator placed for you, and that is your skin and your mucous membrane. Now, the mucous membrane is what catches whatever it is that the body sees that doesn't belong in there, and the mucous membrane snatches it and puts it to the lungs for you to cough up and to spit it out. And what happens is that action is created by the hypothalamus and the pituitary working in conjunction with the body's bloodstream to raise the temperature and thereby cause the creation of something called interferons. And these things begin to start the action of going after whatever it is that the body sees is inimical to it. And then that's when you get the fever. The fever is to kill whatever's in there. And then all of a sudden you get chills. And you notice that when you're in a cold place, your nose runs.
Right.
Well, the reason for the chills is for the mucus to come straight out of you. And then you have to cough it up and spit it up. You have the healing mechanism already within you.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is that we have been predisposed to a lot of toxins and poisons that attack the mucous membrane. So the body cannot react naturally to imposing materials, pathogens.
Okay.
And what happens is that with vaccinations, pre-vaccinations, a whole ton of flu vaccinations, eating all kinds of the wrong food, I meant. And all of that then builds up. And then when the body goes into a cleansing reaction, you've been taught to think that something is wrong. I got a cold. I'm sniffling. I'm coughing. And I got a fever. What can you do for me, doc? Well, I can suppress it for you and get the symptoms away, not realizing that the symptom is the healing process. So we then take some pills, we shut it down. The body now has to deal with that waste that you've suppressed. So it then sequesters it later on. And that's when you come up with your diabetes later on, your heart attack, and all of that. You don't allow the body itself to go through its own healing and cleansing reaction. The doctors have taught you, through ballistic medicine, I call it, they have the same kind of attack or approach to an enemy. They have adopted military phraseologies like the war on AIDS and the war on cancer and the war on this. They're always warring against nature, not coming into understanding what it is. When you get a symptom, that's your body speaking to you. And when you study what we study, which is what we call classical naturopathy from hygienic science, you get to understand that the body speaks a language, that health and disease are the same thing, that disease is an expression of health, that we look at it as something distinct from the body, and that's where we come wrong. And that's why we've had so many successes with people who've had cancer who didn't go to the doctor and all these other things. So, I could be, told that I have given wrong medical advice, because I don't give medical advice. See, because, the medical advice is like a church. There's no real science there. All they do is they have these particular protocols that they tell you. They tell you that what you come in there so that you can get a diagnosis and then a prognosis. And then that diagnosis ain't telling you about healing yourself. It's telling you where they're going to actually tell you to go to get another test so they can pad the bill. And then from that padding of the bill, they don't tell you which drugs they're going to sell you. They don't tell you anything about how to heal you, how to prevent the disease. All they deal is to come in later to suppress symptoms. So they manage diseases. They don't get rid of it. Natural healing gets rid of the condition if you understand the language of the body and know how to respond.
Why is it that the people that are coming down with what they're calling COVID, one of the symptoms, one of the main symptoms is a loss of, you lose your sense of taste and smell. Why is your body responding in that manner?
Well, the taste and the smell is representative of the two feminine principles, which is the earth and the smell, which is the taste. So smell and taste work together. Your mm-hmm. taste is this fire, air, water, and earth, sight, sound, smell, and taste. So you have these, the four elements express themselves in the four senses. You only have four senses. The fifth sense, like they say, touch. There's no such thing as a sense as touch, because touch is not conscious. Touch is a reaction. Touch is a response.
Okay.
Whereas your sight is conscious. The fire element is conscious as sight. The water element is conscious as taste. The air element is conscious as hearing. And the earth element or smell is conscious as your sense of smell. So these four elements are working as a conscious entity through you, giving you this experience in third density.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's happening is that the people who are suffering from this particular ailment and dealing with this particular ailment, you know, they're telling you that, you know, you have this this problem with COVID. COVID is not the disease. I told everyone COVID is COVID, which is Certificate of Vaccination Identification.
Mm.
That's all it is.
Mm.
The actual disease is nothing more than the common cold that they've taken into the laboratory and that they've added something to it that bypasses your body's ability to fend itself, defend against itself. So what it's done is they've added something to that material that they're putting into your system that tells the body to accept the material and place it inside the cell. This is how diabolical it is. Once it gets in there, as I said, and I'm going to say, y'all need to really tune into this particular webinar. What is happening is that they're putting in specific types of materials that have names and labels. They've come down to the point where they can now map specific genome that they place into vaccinations so that once your blood takes it in and you begin to replicate this, you now become a product. And the fact that your bloodstream reflects the name of the particular product means that you're owned by someone, by a particular corporation. So the vaccines, as well as the tests, are to mark you for your extinction. You know, I say to these people, if you listen to the TED Talk, and it struck me at the time that I saw it so long ago, the TED Talk that your boy, who's a software engineer, Bill Gates, acting like doctor, if you hear what he has to say about the fact that vaccinations can bring down the population by 15%, why is it that you believe that the vaccination he's promoting is supposed to help you? He's telling you that if you do, we do good with vaccinations and with health care, which is really abortions, we can bring that down perhaps to be 15%. Ooh. So he's telling you how to kill 15% of the population. Yet, you're listening to this man and you can't wait to line up to put your arm up like good little guinea pigs in order to receive that poison. So what happens to you is that your body now cannot get rid of the COVID. The COVID now has a stationary point in your bloodstream so that every other symptom that you get or everything else they expose you to can then compound that and then cause your bloodstream and your cells to fast track towards your death. In other words, they speed up your timetable on your cell's life, and they can kill you like that. You can die at like 26 and 27 of a heart attack, of a great brain aneurysm, whatever it is, and they'll say, well, he died of natural causes. Mm-hmm. Or if you have a COVID up your nose and they can stick it up there and see that you have any trace of what they call COVID-19, and they say, if we put a knife sticking in your chest, that you died of COVID.
I want to ask something about Bill Gates, but real quick, tell the people exactly when is the workshop. Let me post that link while you tell them. Tell them when is it, what time, and everything.
It's this Sunday coming, the 24th. It's going to be after the so-called inauguration. Get ready for that little game. And I would say, please, before I even say that, everybody, start snatching a few dollars out of the bank. I was going to say this on the 24th. Because they're getting ready to change things, shut things down. It may be a blackout. It may be even a shutdown of the trucks coming into the cities. They're going to do this. Remember, they are at war. We're at war right now. We're in a state of war. That's why you see the military now. And they're not just stocking up with rubber bullets. They're stocking up with real armamentation. And your boy, what's his name, Biden, Joe Biden, the Don, he's now coming out with all kinds of Second Amendment attacks so that he wants to take away your guns, turn you into a Chinese satellite. But anyway, what we're going to do is it's going to be on Sunday, forgive me, at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can go up to the link and click the link. And, of course, the special is over right now. We're trying to tell everybody to come in for the discount special, but now we're back up to the regular price. So hit the button and be prepared. It's going to be at least 6 hours. I said at least 6 hours because I don't know when I will be able to do this again. After or if Biden gets in, you're going to see a whole lot of Russian, Chinese, communist, censorship, shutting down. If they can do it to the president, guess who they can do it to?
Let me show you something real quick. You mentioned Bill Gates, and he's all over the news with this vaccine agenda. Mm-hmm. So let me show you something. That this was in Forbes. This is in Forbes on what day is this? January 11th.
Yeah.
Let me read this, the first paragraph. Let me read a little bit for y'all.
Yeah.
Microsoft's billionaire Bill Gates is financially backing the development of sun-dimming technology that will potentially reflect sunlight out of the Earth's atmosphere, triggering a global cooling effect. The stratospheric control perturbation experiment launched by Harvard University scientists aims to examine this solution by spraying non-toxic calcium carbonate dust into the atmosphere, a sun-reflecting aerosol that may offset the effects of global warming. I'm going to end that right. I mean, that's insane. But,
Well, you got to look at it this way, too. First of all, put that picture back up one more time, please.
Okay, give me a second.
I want to show the people something.
Give me a second. All right.
Okay, let's get that picture up. Okay, now, what is that?
I have no idea.
What are those dots? What are those lights in the sky? Ain't that the sun? Now, why is the sun circling ahead overhead? How come we're not circling over around it?
Mm-hmm.
See? That's the sun. The sun circles above us. And the sun is an irradiator. It ain't got no fireball, none of that type of nonsense they give you on NASA. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing. Supposedly NASA and the space, so-called Space Force, is the... Okay, this is something I talk to my class about. The idea is that the sun goes through a death cycle every, say, 144,000 years or something to that nature. I've got the name in there. The sun goes through its own death cycle and resurrection cycle. That's the whole thing where they get to Jesus dying and then coming back to life. But it also has this microcosmic play when it dies on the 21st of December and then resurrects on the 25th again to come back 12 o'clock noon over here to the time we call summertime of June 21st. But you have to understand that there was this theory that was going around that the sun dies and comes back again and kind of kickstarted. And what is happening is Tesla himself and a lot of other scientists talked about this. They put up, and this is what the Space Force is what I think they're supposed to be doing with it. They're trying to create an artificial sun.
You heard China's trying to do that.
Yeah. And the artificial sun is not only going to be used to, you know, warm the earth and to create the necessary energy to grow food into desert areas or areas where food could not be grown at this particular time, but can be also used as an overall weapon.
Mm.
So they're right now, they're supposedly, with this space station and the rest of them, they've been constructing disks up in the sky. So a lot of people say, well, I saw two suns. Well, one is the real one, the live one, what is called the irradiator, because the sun is not a fireball. It's an irradiating technology of the Most High and of his Elohim, so to speak.
What do you mean by irradiating technology? What do you mean by that?
When you're looking at a light bulb, say it burning at 150 degrees or 150 watts, is there fire?
No.
Right. Well, that's what is irradiating. It's irradiating a certain light.
Okay.
So the sun is an irradiator. And you could tell it's an irradiator because the closer you get to the sun, the colder it gets.
The colder, right.
Right. And it's your atmosphere that the sun heats. And the sun heats through the irradiation. And as it gets closer and closer to the ground in certain areas, especially when you're in valleys or in places like Death Valley, which is way below sea level, it's hotter. But if you go up closer to the sun, like up in Mount Everest, it gets cold as hell. Why is that? You're closer to the sun. So it's an irradiator. And the atmospheres, there are certain densities to the atmosphere, and all the different densities are representative of what compresses into what we call third dimension.
Hmm.
So what they're trying to do is to create a weapon. All this other nonsense that they're dealing with, telling you, well, now, radiate back to the sun, it's nonsense. All of this global warming nonsense, this was started in England. This was this whole global, this whole environmental, that man is the problem with the earth. They had nothing else to make sure that they could turn you into slaves or get you to be guilty. Technology there, they have technologies that you would not believe. It's at least 150 years in advance right now. They're only spoon feeding you and giving you this crap. This is garbage. It's a little toy compared to what it is these people have. And they're holding back. And that's what Trump wanted to release. Trump wanted to dump all of what it is that they have hidden, that these people are trying to kill you off. 3 to 5 billion by the year 2030. They want a complete annihilation so that they could take all.
Doc, where you at? I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
I hear you now. I hear you now, Doc. Go ahead.
Okay. What didn't you hear last?
Them eliminating 3 to 5 million people.
That's all I said. that's all right. You heard everything then.
Yeah, man, that's just wow. How come when it comes to technology, it seems like none of the elites go too far above the others? Like China don't, like we're all of us are stuck on this right here. But how come like one nation isn't way far above another nation? We all seem to be flowing at the same level when it comes to technology.
Because the controllers above Trump, above China, the people who have no country, they're the power, the elite, the 13 Phoenician bloodlines. The 13 Phoenician, the Aldo Bandini, all the names, the Yossis, the Barsinis, all of these that you see. The Queen Elizabeth and all of them, the Rothschilds, they work for these people.
Mm.
Okay, they're called the you call the Illuminati. Illuminati are nothing but office boys to these people. Okay, the ones that run the planet have a hold on the ancient Kemetic sciences. That's why you have to be of a certain bloodline. The Pope claims their legacy and his ascendancy from the so-called pharaohs of Egypt. Okay? They follow the same processionals. They do the same things that the ancient Kemites do, except they do it in their own way, which is twisted. And what has happened is the Jesuits have been promoting this godlike, when Rome fell, when the Roman society fell, then that's when the priesthood of the Vatican City, which is the Seven Hills, that's when they begin to rise. They began to inculcate themselves into the wealthy families and then take their monies. And that's who the Jesuits are. The Jesuits and all the rest of these people are the Pope and the Vatican. They're running everything on the planet right now for these 13 families.
Mm. Damn. What percentage of Kemetic information would you say we even have access to?
We have a lot. We don't have all of the sciences because they took them out of the temples. They're still digging in there, looking for stuff. They find no whole new cities, but they're finding technologies. And the technologies are not just buried in the sand. They're in the ocean, in the Mediterranean.
Okay.
Because at the time when, what's his name, the one who, Constantine, when he started taking over and started wanting to create his own religion along with Charlemagne and the rest of them, when they began taking over, they had to destroy the origins of where they were creating their religion from. So they were taking all these great, technological artifacts and dumping them into the waters. That's why you're seeing all these, they're saying, there was an earthquake and all these statues are at the bottom. No. They actually snatched these things down, just like Napoleon blew off the face, to completely eradicate any of the history that was on that continent, just like they never tell you what they've excavated here that shows that the so-called black and brown Capitone people were the ones who erected all of these state capital buildings that you see here. And that they were the ones wiped out, and that the Caucasians, the Nordics, cut a deal with the Mongols. The Mongols who conquered India, the ones that call themselves the Brahmins dressed in orange, those are the scum that set the so-called Varna system in place, or the untouchability system in place, and who are directly related to the so-called Jews. The same people. Those Brahmins are Jews. So it's interesting to know that, they come from that bloodline, that Ashkenazi bloodline, that Khazarian bloodline, the Mughal bloodline, all of that is who conquered India and destroyed the Kaul Empire, the all the different empires that you see. And the mosque, for instance, that when they were so happy when Islam came in because they allowed them to worship. That's why a lot of the Indians adopted Islam, because Islam freed them from the Mughals at the time. But that place called the Taj Mahal was never, it was a BS about some prince built it for his princess. That was a shrine to Shiva. It was a shrine to Shiva, just like all of these mosques that were taken over by Islam. Because if you go into these mosques, these oldest mosques, you can see it was no place for prayer, because in the mosque, a true mosque is wide open where the men can do their prayers. Mm-hmm. Whereas in these mosques, these oldest mosques, they got pillars all in the middle of them. So where were the men going to do it? If they were really myth mosques, what are all those pillars doing in the middle of the floor? You see.
Right.
So, but I'm just I'm ranting. Sorry, family.
This is good stuff. This is, we need to know who's really pulling the strings here. So, you know, people are very interested. Some people even think when you mentioned 13 families, they say that these families aren't even human.
Some of them are mixed up. But the inhumanity is based upon the fact that they're mixed with this Neanderthal strain. And the Neanderthal strain has now kind of suffused itself throughout Africa. And that's why they call it, you know, they wanted to separate Africa into something called the Middle East, whatever the hell that means. What they wanted to do is these Neanderthals came out of the Levantian area. And the so-called Neanderthals are not the ones that you see with the pale skin, with the long hair. Those are the ones that were mixed with the real Neanderthals, who were beast-like killers, predators, who ate these entities. Mm. But they were actually screwing, and actually they would snatch up the females, mate with the females, and that's the one when, what's his name, Michael Bradley. The funny thing, Michael Bradley had hooked up with my elder, Dr. John Henry Clark, and did the Iceman inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he, for instance, I believe he was of Jewish heritage and was accepted back in Israel. But then when he began to write that those, when he began investigating about the Neanderthals and found out that the people who called themselves Jews had the strongest Neanderthal stock, they kicked him out of Israel.
Mm.
Because he began to reveal who they really were and that they were not the real Jews.
They kicked out Michael Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They disinvited him.
Wow.
So the Neanderthal stock is a very mixed with a beast like stock. They don't have any real empathy for life. You know, the ones in the upper world. I'm not talking about the regular, you know, Joe Schmo who does his thing. They may, you know, that gene may come up every now and then, and we call them the Ku Klux Klan.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying that the upper echelon, that's why they're so hooked into blood. The Russell Trust and all the rest of these creatures, those people are the ones that are the vampires. Those are the ones that are suffering from the disease called porphyria. That's the vampire disease, why they had to drink blood. That's why Elizabeth Bathory was killing off virgins and drinking their blood and bathing in their blood. They need the blood because they couldn't convert the iron that they take in their food. They couldn't convert the iron into hemoglobin iron. They couldn't convert it so that they had oxygen to move throughout their body. And that's why you see them drinking so much alcohol. That's why you see in these movies, you see them as soon as they open a scene and some great executive, the first thing this dude goes over and grabs a gym, starts pouring himself a drink.
Right.
Why? Because it helps him to move the oxygen to his system.
Shit. Alcohol helps them to move oxygen through their system?
Those blood types.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's why they got bars on every single block.
Every single block. And that's why when they shut down the bars, they went crazy.
Yeah. The bars in New York, they had to stay open for them. They let them drink outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if the bars ain't open, like you said, it'd be madness.
It'd be crazy.
Wow.
And what happens is black folks is getting that way too. And the problem with us is that we have our problem is that our copper is not being properly distributed throughout our bodies. That's why when black people have heart attacks, if they do an autopsy, you see a large accumulation of copper in the heart.
Copper in the heart, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we can't distribute it properly. Because our melanin is screwed up. We eat all kind of garbage.
Mm.
Mine is gone. You see me? I'm pale as shit right now. Mm. And they say, well, that's you. You're a white boy. No, I was never this pale. When I came from Trinidad, I was like 5 or 10 shades darker. And then when I came here, I screamed at my mama. I looked in the mirror after one winter. I said, what happened to me? Said, all that white coming out of you, fool.
Oh, man.
So you're Portuguese, and that Spanish and Portuguese is coming out.
Mm. I mean, you give some amazing history, Doc. I mean, you give some amazing history. I'm going to put that link up. Matter of fact, what's your Cash App, Dr. Valentine? Let me put that up right now.
I have two of them. They can go to $.
Mm-hmm.
S is in science, lowercase U, NNU, 777. They can go to that one, or they can go to SU, NNU, 7. Either one.
Yeah, give it up to Dr. Valentine, family. I just put the Cash App information in the chat. Sanu 777. Anybody that gives it up to us like this, I mean, we got to support while this information is still around. Like I'm saying, I hope this video stays up. There's a lot of things he would love to show y'all, but obviously he can't. But that's the reason why he has the webinar coming up on the 24th. So make sure y'all go sign up for that, for the webinar. I mean, sign up for the webinar. You said it's going to be 6 hours, right?
I hope I can leave it. I can bring it under 6 hours, but you know, when the information starts flowing,
right,
it just keeps coming. You know, after reading so long and so much, there are things that have to fill in. A lot of people just giving you today's information. They don't give you the history of the information, which doesn't give you the full understanding of why or what or how. They just give it to you now and when, you know, and to deal with it now like this. That's good. But like I said, if you don't do enough research and you're telling me that I'm wrong and you don't do the research, then, you know, I can't actually, you know, speak with you. I can't talk with you. And, you know, it's a waste of my time, you know.
You know, when we did the show with Hank Rising Son about a week ago.
I love that.
That was fun, man. I love that show. One of the questions I brought up was that the fact that you receive a lot of criticism for saying positive things about Trump and the Republicans, and people feel like you're siding with white nationalists, and they're like, what the hell happened to Dr. Valentine?
Yeah.
So with that being said, when you hear them say things like make America great again, being a melanated individual, do you think Trump and the people that support him, the MAGA hat wears, do you think they have you included in their vision or their plan for make America great again? Because some people feel like you're just being delusional by even thinking that they will want your black ass to be included with whatever their agenda may be.
I don't care what the white man thinks.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. Mm-hmm. We've been too busy worrying about what he cares about.
Mm-hmm.
We're always trying to please.
Mm-hmm.
We're always trying to wonder what it is that we do right or do wrong so that we don't get on his wrong side. I don't really care. What I do is I look at the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always looked at the game. I've always looked at someone, and my part of my gift is to be able to look at someone or listen to someone and see what is necessary for their health.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm looking at Trump, and what I'm going to show you at the webinar will convince you that Trump is in a game that we can bet on. That if this dude Biden gets in, this doddering fool, this guy that only had maybe 5 or 6 people show up to his rallies, and I'm wondering why it is the dark folks don't come, because we done went ahead and drank the Kool-Aid. We listened to CNN, Communist News Network, or China News Network. And you've been listening to propaganda, and all you know about is racism. Of course, is racism. You deal with racism every day. When have you not? And when were you not dealing with racism while Obama's ass was in office? Did he make a difference? Did he change anything for you? Because if he did, it's obvious that whatever it is he gave to you is obviously falling apart. There's more hell in the streets. You'd have been more satisfied. But if you know the history of Obama, as I'm going to give you a little bit of, when you do show up, or if you do show up, it doesn't matter. I'm going to show you exactly what's going on behind the scenes, what they don't tell you. I'm going to show you what it is that the people who take the time to shut down the regular news broadcast, which is nothing but meat puppets, and just talking the same nonsense. You could actually take all the channels, put them together at one time, and they'll be saying the same goddamn thing in all the channels. That's propaganda. That ain't news. That isn't journalism. You got to go where the journalists are. and you got to search for yourself, and you got to search and research continuously to see whether or not you're right or wrong. Are you right all the time? No. But that's the idea. You find out what's wrong, and you keep going. Now, as far as Trump is concerned, I told you we did not have a dog in the fight. But I'm telling you that you Moors and all you African Americans and blacks and Negroes and niggers and all the rest of the, you all ain't got a damn chance in hell if Biden gets to be president. That dude is Wall Street. He don't give a royal rat's ass about your black rights. You see how he talked to all them Negroes. I'm going to call them house niggers. Man. He was telling you. You didn't get it yet?
He was talking like a pimp talking to his hoes.
A pimp talking to... Come on.
Like
a pimp talking to his hoes. And that's what they are, hoes. They are boule hoes. And you all are really dealing with this... With them. When did they... Look at what they did to Baltimore. You had 8 years of that Negro in office, and Baltimore still looks like hell. He didn't do a goddamn thing, Obama, but y'all still love him and his butch wife. Now she want to run up there and start, they want to do a whole sitcom or some kind of thing on the Obama family and the legacy. What? I'm going to tell you this. After these drops start coming out, the stuff that they didn't let you see about the last administration, after that comes out, y'all then come back and talk to me. Those of you who are the doubters. Right now, Trump keeps talking. He says, keep saying republic, republic. You ain't get a clue on that yet? He keeps saying republic, constitution. He ain't talking about the constitution that belongs to D.C. because that's why D.C. hates him. D.C. is the municipal constitution. D.C. is the one that's been keeping your monkey ass down. Then there's the territorial, which is the Brits, the black Brits. They're the ones that's been keeping you down. Trump is not a Republican. Trump ain't a Democrat. I didn't find out. He is a reformer. He ain't. Why you think the Democrats hate him and the Republicans hate him? Because he came in there and shook up Washington. And this is the chance. If we come back to a de jure constitution of the United States and North America, the one that you, copper-toned, copper-colored brothers and sisters, gave to him, you have the chance then to be able to save this land from China and all of the rest of those pimps, all the rest of those maggots that are going to be feeding on this dead corpse they call America. But right now, y'all so busy hating, you're not even taking the time to look and see what he's been doing around the world. All right? And you hating on me because I'm telling you to open your goddamn eyes and stop listening to propaganda and start looking for news? I've been right at least, 50% of the time. Take it for consideration just because you want to react. Stop with this feminized little mangina bullshit. You act like a bunch of squealing little women. Start acting like men. Find your goddamn balls and start doing some thinking about that. You're not in the game. You're there betting on the game. You're hoping that these people wipe themselves out. But right now, Trump is showing you just how stink that stinkhole Washington really is. Because now he wants to turn it back to a republic instead of making it into a socialist democracy. He wants to keep it a republic. You're hating on him. Why? Because the niggas that are there that he told, like his harem, you better get with them Latinos and you better get with them because they more than you now. What?
It's crazy. It was crazy.
And they were sitting up there. Yes, Master. Master. Anything else, Master? Is we sick, Master? Give me a break. You can hate me all you want. You can call me what you want, whatever it is. I've been doing this for the last 35, 36 years. I'm in my 70th year of life, and guess what? I feel fine.
What we've seen at the Capitol with the riots that broke out there, do you think we're going to see that again?
Well, that was planned. That was staged. It was staged by
Antifa. Staged by who? Yeah, okay, by Antifa?
Staged by Antifa, and it was staged by those who are coordinating. But what happened was, word is that the Q branch found out that they were going to do that, because if you notice in a lot of the tapes, they were let in.
Yeah.
They were let in because they knew what time it was. So what happened was the Q branch had infiltrated them, and when they got in there, they snatched up Pelosi's laptop. And on that laptop, she got all kind of communications with the Chinese, all kind of money transfers. All that's going to come out.
Man. Listen, I don't want you to give too much, Dr. Valley.
Oh, no, beloved. You have no idea how much. This is nothing. This is nothing. Tell you the truth. This is nothing, my friend. Nothing. You have no idea the sewage that is bubbling up to the surface right now in America. And like I said, y'all better start stretching some money out, start getting some food, get some things, have these new light bulbs that you can actually screw into your lamp and let it charge. And then you can take it out, put it into an engine, and you can carry it and hang it around, make it portable. You're going to have to start getting self-sufficient. Get yourself a weapon, any kind of weapon to protect yourself and your family with, because they're going to come after it. Even now here in Florida, we have some kind of asshole who's trying to make certain parts of weapons illegal, so that if it's in your weapon, that whole weapon can be banned.
Wow.
And they're coming after you now because they have to disarm America. There's over 1,500 guns to every American in the United States. Let me just say that again. There is over 1,500 firearms when you're dealing with percentages. There are over 1,500 guns to every American.
Wow.
That's why we ain't been conquered yet. They got to get us from the inside. They got to erode us. They got to make us fight one another. They got to make us hate one another. And they're doing a good goddamn job of it, because nobody's paying attention to the fact that you are fighting yourself. You're burning your own goddamn businesses down. You're listening to people on the news who got more money than God, and they don't even deserve it, and then they're looking down on you because they don't give a shit about you, and you're listening to them for advice? No. I'm going to stick with what I know, and a lot of the people that I've helped who know, they know that I know.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And you don't have to, I don't really give a damn if you listen to me or not, especially those who hate me. I love my brothers and sisters who, you know, I'm not one who looks for it, you know. Great. I got work to do. You know, it's very embarrassing the way people, you know, come at me. I love the people who, you know, show their appreciation, but it's very uncomfortable for me because I just do what I do, just like you do what you do. And you know you're doing it because you got a heart for the people. You got a love for the people, you know. And you know you got a love for the your wife and the future for your child. So you do it. You go out there and you tell the truth the way you know it. And hopefully you're right. If you're not, you apologize and you keep going. You learn. You see.
You mentioned several times about taking your money out the bank. One thing I also asked you about on the show with Hank was about cryptocurrency. I want to ask you, what do you think about the whole about blockchain technology? And is that something that's going to be, is that going to be the new wave when it comes to the money system, blockchain technology?
Yeah, they do want you to get there. That's the new slave system.
Blockchain?
Blockchain. Yeah. A lot of people say, oh, Dr. Valentine don't know what he's talking about. Bitcoin went up to 41,000. Yeah, that's the lure. That's the lure. That's to get you comfortable with no money, because that ain't shit. What is Bitcoin? It's lights going back and forth. And at the end of the lights, you get a number. That ain't substance. It ain't gold. It ain't silver. All right? You can talk all that nonsense about cryptocurrency. If you want to get in on it, get yourself some quick money, yeah, go ahead. But to sink yourself into that and think mm-hmm. that that's what's going to last, no. Because they're getting ready to put you onto the cryptocurrency chain based upon your vaccinations now.
Mm.
You ain't going to be able to do no business through cryptocurrency unless you got some kind of chip in you that you could pass over and then you get yourself a Bitcoin or whatever it is. Oh, they're going to set you up real good. They done lured you in to let you see, oh, look at this. Bitcoin hit 41,000 and it's going back down. It's selling off right now. Everybody got rich. But what are they getting rich on? Getting rich on fiat dollars. Ain't nothing real. They ain't got no gold. They ain't got no silver. They don't have copper. They don't have platinum. They don't have anything of substance. It's just nothing but lights going back and forth on a computer. And these sons of bitches can pull the plug. Then what you gonna do?
Mm. So what do you think will be the future in terms of the money system?
Well, the money system is going to be based upon substance and worth. Trump was trying to get the, matter of fact, that's when Trump brought the Federal Reserve under the Treasury. They hated him for that. Do you know that Trump essentially went around the world and that he became the one, I forgot what his title was, to the entire Federal Reserve system around the planet. They had to get rid of him. He's the one who was the arbiter. I forgot the name that he has. It's a specific name that he was given. And he was the one. That's why everybody was coming to his side. That's why you see countries right now shutting down Twitter. As soon as they banned him, what happened to Twitter?
Stocks.
When they banned him, stocks went right through the floor.
Mm-hmm.
They lost $51 billion in worth. $51 billion went south as soon as they banned Trump. And they got countries like India, Australia, certain parts of Africa, South Africa, all of these places that they did that to, they're getting ready to cut Twitter.
Because
they could be done to them. They're seeing exactly how those technocrats
right.
can actually be used. See, you got to understand what's happening, family. The government wants to shut you up, okay? Mm-hmm. But they can't come in as the government and say, you ain't going to be able to do that because you have some kind of recourse. You know that the government would be wrong to come in and say, boom, we are the government, we can screw you. But if you get these private companies, these tech oligarchs, to do the dirt for you, you can say, well, that's a private company there. They can do what they want. But what they're doing is whatever the government can't do, the government gets Twitter and the mm-hmm. rest of these oligarchs mm-hmm. and the ones who are monitoring this particular broadcast. They get them to censor your ass.
Right, right. Wow. Man, would you say, I know you got the metaphysical school and we're talking about, you know, digital currency and we're talking about Bill Gates blocking out the sun. And this is the last question. I don't want to keep you too long. Like I want people to go to this, this webinar that you got coming up.
Yeah.
But when we talk about all of this artificial technology, when you look at yourself and a lot of people are against the move to technology, but aren't we also, would you consider yourself artificial technology? Like, aren't we ourselves AI to begin
with? Yeah, we're ethical technologies. We have the ability, we have a soul. We're soul-infused technologies.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And we're God technologies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have failed the original technology. I always said that, you remember.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, like you and me, the theme of my particular broadcast is the fact that we are the guardians. I'm going to say that again. We, the people who tune in to you and your broadcast,
mm-hmm.
to Brother King Simon, to my brother Hank, and to all the brothers and sisters that are out there, we are the guardians of truth, the guardians of the ability to seek the guardians of the ability to question. We are the guardians. And until we find our purpose, get up off our asses, start screaming on the platforms, even though they're going to ban us, they put us into what? Warehouse, jail, and so forth. There are other mediums that we're going to find. If we have to shout from the rooftop, we got to talk to each other by phone. By the way, I would suggest you get yourself a landline.
Okay.
Because they're going to go black on these. I have a feeling these are going to go black for a while. That's why Trump set up the emergency network, communication network. Hopefully he can do that before this sick son of a bitch, this parasite gets in. But like I said, we are dealing with the fact that we have the lesser of two evils at this time. And we have an opportunity as autochthonous peoples to begin putting our paperwork together, just like your boy Ice-T did. I mean, what did Trump do?
No, Ice Cube.
Ice Cube, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know his name. But Ice Cube went to him and said, listen, I got this thing that I'm trying to do. I mean, I feel what the brother's about, you know, even though he's not doing it the way he's supposed to do it as an autochthonous entity. I feel what he wants to do. But as soon as he went to the Democrats, they said, nah, get the heck out of here.
More of that pimp talk.
More than pimp talk.
Yeah.
But as soon as he went to Trump, Trump said, yo, let's hear it. Because why? What did I keep telling you? Trump is a businessman. He ain't a politician. He's a businessman. He don't give a damn about no color. He's doing it green. Okay? Mm. So if you got an idea, and remember, he was the one that was putting more black folks together, more black people together when he was doing his buildings. When they were freezing out black people from getting jobs on construction, it was him that opened that door. But anyway, he's a businessman. So what, Ice Cube came with him with a business plan, and he said, let's hear it. Did Obama do that? No. Obama would have probably gave you a slick-headed pimp and said, yo, you know, and then by the time you left, you would have said, oh, shit, where's my pants? Where's my shirt?
You'd
have been gone. So I'm saying to you, don't close out your mind, because this is not what you think it is. This war that you're seeing going on right now, the people behind the scenes, the people I'm in contact with, I was saying, you know, the hell with everything when it first started back in 2016. But then when 2017 came and Q began to speak and start to show what's getting ready to go down, they said, well, you must be, you're Trump, you Trump this, Trump that. I said, listen, you don't have a dog in this fight, but you can play and bet on the game and get it to your advantage. So the Moors began putting their paperwork together, began doing what's necessary for them to show their autochthonous status and get that together. To start getting rid of all of the contracts with that defunct corporation. The corporation went defunct in June. United States Corporation went defunct in June. They reestablished it in London, England. The voting was to get you back into the corporation, the new one, the new United States. And this is the one they want, because that's the one that was going to be the Nasara, and the Jessara. So we'll see what happens. Just get your popcorn, but make sure you got enough food. You got snacks, that's fine, but get yourself food, water filtration. Get yourself a network going so you can communicate. If you got enough money, put your money together and get yourself a ham radio. Mm-hmm. And start dealing with surviving over these next couple of months, these next few months. It's going to be hell here in the United Snakes of America. All right? That's all I can say. You need to be there at my webinar, and all of you who show up are going to be the messengers. You are going to be the guardians. From that particular webinar that we're going to be doing, you're going to come out with information that's going to show just how much you're going to be a guardian to the circle of people, the circle of influence you have around you. You are the guardian. Before you were the metaphysical messiahs. Well, yes, you're the metaphysical messiahs, and now you are the guardian.
I had to mute on. My fault. I had to mute on. I messed up. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was saying, leave your contact information, Doc.
Yeah, sure. 800-847-1291. That's 800-847-1291. For those of you who are in the blue states, I'm sorry. But if you do want the vaccination exemption package, it does come with a caveat. You have to be ready to fight for your rights. If not, it doesn't make sense for you to even, you know, spend a little bit of change to actually get it, because unless you're ready to go toe-to-toe to stand up for the rights that they're taking away from you every day, then it doesn't make any sense. In New York, for instance, it was a black man who stepped in and made sure you no longer had the ability to deal with a religious exemption. They were going to give it to you. They're going to say, all the white folks were going to say, yes, you can keep the religion, you can keep your religious factions, blah, blah, blah. But guess what? Had to be a house Negro came in, whispered in the ear, and then all of a sudden it got passed by one or two votes. So you cannot, in New York, unless you're ready to stand up and go toe-to-toe, get yourself some kind of more to stand in the square for you, then don't bother. But anyway, our university is up and running as well. At 800-847-1291, our consultations, our Juice Plus, everything. But I do ask, please let people that you know and love come to that particular opening, because I don't know when I'll be able to do something like that again based upon what's getting ready to come down in the United States.
Indeed, family, I want to thank, we got a packed room. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. I hope this one stays up, y'all. But if it don't, you know, record it, snatch it up now. But I want to thank Dr. Valentine for coming on the show once again and giving us this profound message. Doc, we love you. Keep it up, my brother. You've done a great, great deed to humanity over the last 30-something years, my brother. And with that being said, we get out of here, family. Peace.
Peace.
Born in the competition with a feeling that something's missing. Bred in a corn addiction with a synthetic composition. On the brink of a civil war or the forming of one religion. I wonder what came first, dinosaurs or Darwinism? Pledging allegiance to a flag since elementary. Writing curses and curses and casting spells, stung by the spelling bee. And they say, congratulations, you graduated. From slavery to paid slavery, you actually made it. Here, take this gown and cap and wave it. Like a celebration of going to school just to get a job to paper it. Like a nation that traded its minerals in exchange for paper payment. Here, these are your gods, you have to praise them. I wonder who we worship if we weren't captured and traded. Consider this my affidavit. Yeah, it's the ruling class here to rule your ass. Prescription drug thug, cocaine mule your ass. Agricultural skills sure would suit your ass. But they say, living off the land is a useless path. Here, work for dead presidents. Food your ass. Any revolutionaries, they remove your ass. Fast, click, clack, quick blast, in a flash. Whiplash from the kickback or the impact. Put the shit back. As long as my head is intact, I'll be as political as I want, cause I get taxed. Nah, this ain't no fucking diss track to diss track. A useless chit chat and syntax on whose ass is this bad and who has the sick tag. Who's batting this average? Compare his passes to his passes. It's 1,000 sports channels. You can get this package or this package. Who's this savage? Hey, let's compare your emotional baggage to my emotional baggage and see who calls each other bitch fastest. Haters go out their way to fuck up my day. But I ain't even worried about your bitch ass. And it's quite the optic, hard to take your eyes off it. They make the sky toxic, prescribe the antibiotic. Make a high profit, divide the margin. You could die off it if you do, they hide the autopsy. What the fuck are you supposed to do? More gallons in your kosher food. What the fuck is even kosher food? Third generation crops won't produce. Be careful who you keep close to you. I'm from Atlanta, but shouts out to my Oakland crew. They say Bobby Ray the older you is overdue. I say, hey, sorry, I got a little caught up exposing truths. I used to think, what would Hova do? Now I think, what the fuck would Macho Man and Hulk Hogan do? Now if Steve Austin was America and The Rock was Afghanistan, then Russia and China would be Triple H and Illuminati would be Vince McMahon. Now when the haters are the Undertaker, the crowd doesn't stand a chance. When the international bankers are walking through the stands, slide your ass in the van. You think you a fan, but you really just a lamb. Niggas start
trends every day, but don't never get no pair of Vans. What the fuck is in advance? Niggas live on color people time. What the fuck is in advance? I don't fucking understand. I just want my fucking Vans. I'm a walking, talking human conundrum, like a Muslim going ham, looking for the promised land. False stories of Christopher Columbus holding Pocahontas' hand. Black history is the shortest month. I just hope you understand when the native Indians don't get shit, but Thanksgiving and some yams, like, here, here's a few casinos, huh? Sorry we took all your land, huh? Well, let's just move on, because America's great. Man, I fucking love it. Democratic or Republic. Lightning rod, change the subject. All of these religions, I'm glad I found one. All of these beliefs, mine's the right one. Trying to process all of this info you hide from. So you wake the fuck up, I don't need your advice, son. Question your religion, condition your mind, hun. Whatever's prohibited, I'ma defy them. The smell of freedom is making my eyes run. To authority, I'm the antithesis. I'm not a pacifist or a philanthropist. And I ain't got all the answers. I just got a louder mic and better stances, bitch. Oh, I'm sorry, did I offend you? What the fuck you think goes on at schools you send your kids to? What the fuck you think they serve for lunch? What's on the menu? That's my only ratchet shit is what these kids is into. A language comprehensible. Friends do what they friends do. People act for fucking hard, but really they just gentle. Psychological children, grown-ups with issues. Grown-ups with children who grow up with issues. Cancer tissues, abandonment, misuse. Subliminal marketing, screaming, here, let me fix you. I have the cure. I have the remedy. I am the savior. I am not the enemy. But give me your money. Give me your money. Give me your money. Everybody's in debt, but this is a free country. They dock your pay. What a mockery. Why you on the clock? Hickory dickory dockery. They want cable. They want coffee. They want comedy. Anything to take their mind off being property. Trying to say it properly. Working on my tax, but I am the anomaly. They know I'm the shit like an ileocolonoscopy. They know I'm the shit by just looking at my discography. They know I've been sent to awaken this idiocracy. Mass media, hypocrisy, turn into a worker bee. Harvest the honey tree. I'm just being honest, B. Mother Earth quakes underneath. Father sky up above the sea. God the Father, the sky, Son of God, the Son, Amun Ra, the I. No more amen, no more folded hands, goodbye. Adios, au revoir.
Bodies on top of bodies on top of bodies. Copy, carbon copy. Do you copy? Out of body, out of body. Tipsy, turvy, tipsy, topsy. Tipsy, topsy. Illuminati, all the thotties. The John Gotti. Party, party. They watching, I know they watching. Watching, watching. Yeah, yeah. He dead, I'm in his Mojave. Suicide route, kamikaze. I don't blame him with nobody. The scapegoat, I guess I'm Bin Laden. Yeah, yeah. Compared to Donald Trump, I'm neck and neck with the death threats. Got the best vest and the best text. I need less stress and the best sex. Loop, loop, new photos are the best text. Life is too short to be depressed, yes. But I'm too focused on the next step and I'm restless. Dreams are made up, same thing that my jeans are made up. Real niggas on my team is made up. No day two, day three, just day one. Some niggas moving, the strings raised up. Fame is a drug, niggas think for a taste up. Broke cold, smoke all your weed. Snatch out they weed, then leave and the drinks to drink up. I aim to provoke. I don't mean financial when I say you broke. You broke in your heart. You lost and you thoughts and you broke in your soul. Emotions evoke. Mentally stunning, more issues than bold. Doors open and closed, but you wouldn't notice it though. So
wreck the party. I'll find you in the other life. Wreck the party. I'll find you in the other life.
Bodies on top of bodies, on top of bodies. Copy, carbon copy. Do your copy out of body, out of body. Tipsy, turvy, tipsy, topsy, tipsy, topsy. Illuminati, all the tidies, the John Gotti. Party, party. Watching, I know they watching, watching, watching. Yeah, yeah, heat that I'm in is Mojave. Suicide route, kamikaze. I don't blame in with nobody. The scapegoat, I guess I'm Bin Laden.
Red, the party. I'll find you in the afterlife. Red, red, the party. I'll find you in the afterlife.
Set, set, set on top of, set on top of, set on top of.
Beautiful, sexy, easy. 1, 2, 3.
I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause.
Oh, it's good. Oh, it's good.
Good and terrible.
Thank you.
The royal penis is clean, your highness.
Let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine.
Which one of y'all
let it shine? Let it shine.
I like to give a big round of applause to my band. Sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate. My band, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate.
Niggas be hurt for life, hoes be hurt for life. Niggas be hurt, she don't die for real. She just hate niggas for life. Hurt people, can't you see?
Born to program from the project. It's the project to stop your progress. Keep you obsessed with fancy objects. To crack your third eye, it's the process. It's the hot mess out here for a melanated nigga. I say meditating
nigga. Let it shine.
I invoke the dead homies on the other side to bring this shit back alive, back alive, alive. No one really died. You sound hurt, all you do is complain. You the face of the niggas ain't shit campaign. Seven circuits in your brain, you addicted to pain. Addicted to the chemicals that get released in your veins. Just let your soul go.
My ladies, make it clap.
Why you clap and move?
Make it clap, 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 clap,
clap, clap, clap, clap.
If you feel it in your soul, make it clap.
Why you clap and move?
All my ladies, make it clap.
Applause for all the souls on the other side.
P. Nipsey.
That boy is good.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Good and terrible. R.I.P. 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 R.I.P.
Brother Bobby, hear me, y'all.
R.I.P.
Brother Bobby, hear me, y'all.
R.I.P.
I'm in love.